Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream, Royal Dream.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' save up like highs and fly to true ambition. To the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers are. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments die.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, January the 18th, Friday, January the 18th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul schedule for today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a powerful show scheduled for today. We need to break down STOP. Stop. Brothers and sisters, many of us, we need to just stop. Now, I am multitasking, driving back, dropped my daughter off at college. And so if the call disconnects, you guys know the drill. Just stay on the line. I will call back in. If you get disconnected, you call back in. But the show is going on. Unless, obviously, if the call drops and there's like 5 or 10 minutes left, then we're just going to call it a wrap. But if the call do drops, brothers and sisters, please just call back in. I'm just going to dial right back in, and we're going to keep this party rolling. We're going to keep this show going. So, brothers and sisters, I need to drop a powerful message in your lap today. Many, many people are trying too hard. There's a lot of people, you listen to the sound of my voice, and you're trying too hard. You're trying. Now, the first thing, let's break down this word stop. So stop means to stop the over-processing. There's a lot of people we just over-process. We just, man, the devil puts something in your head and it just, you go, somebody tell you something, you read something, you see something, and you immediately go left. You immediately assume the worst case scenario. You have no evidence, you have no proof. Now, I understand, you know, especially if you're a 7 or and if you're an 11 and you got all of this psychic ability, or if you're a master number, all the numbers for that matter, you know, we all got this spiritual intuition and we have 12 senses. We all utilize our 12 senses, but the enemy knows that you have this psychic capabilities. He knows that you have the ability to sense and pick up chi, prana, and pneuma. So he uses that against you so that way you can pick up extra. You can pick up extra. You can pick up some additional frequencies, some additional waves, some additional vibrations that you don't need. And then many of us, we want to get to our destination so bad, because if you're anything like me, you have been down so many rabbit trails because of your zeal. You know, all zeal and no knowledge. Oh, man. Woo-wee! If I had a dollar for all the zeal I got, I would be a very rich man. There's a lot of folk that's just like me. We all, you know, you're all zeal, but you got no knowledge. And so we are pressing. Remember that I did a series way, 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 way back in the day. The series was entitled, "We Are Either Led by Angels or Pushed by Demons." 90% of the people I talk to who are on a mission for God is that's the anti-God, my brother. How can I tell? You're being pushed. You're not being led. So we need to break down. I need to break down for you so you don't fall into the same shitness that I fell into many, many moons ago. And that is, willpower is not necessarily all the time his power. So there is a source. There is a frequency, or there is a wave of vibration. That's the big G, and it's always good. It's omnibenevolent. That's it. That's the key. We could end today's show. I got one question for you. The energy that you're sensing or that you're feeling, how does it make you feel? Think for a second. The energy, so you pick up something and you feel what? You feel bad. So let me get this right. God is omnibenevolent. But you feel something, you sense something, you pick up an energy. You got a feeling. And what you feel is real. And if what you feel is not real, it's going to become real. Because you feel is real for you. What you feel is not real for me. But what you feel is real for you. So when you feel something, you have to check the source of the frequency before processing that frequency. Stop. Stop the over-processing. Many of us, we are over-processing and we're making out of an old hill. Success. And we get out of line because the line is moving too slow. Like right now, I'm driving down a little country road in a little country town. It's one lane going left, one lane going right. And I'm driving behind a vehicle. The speed limit is 70, and this vehicle is doing about 60. Now, I'm in a lane, and it has the do not pass stripings, meaning you got the double yellow. So I could be impatient, and there's a sign that says do not pass. Now, I'm looking around this front of this car, and I don't see no oncoming traffic. So I could pass the vehicle. Or I could just chill and just drive behind the vehicle. But I get impatient. If you're like me, you're going to get impatient. You're going to pass that vehicle. You're going to risk head-on collision to save 5 minutes? Maybe not even that much. So we get impatient. Why do we get impatient? Because of the destination. So I'm driving home, and I'm ready to go get back home. So I drove 5 hours down, drove 5 hours back. I got to drive 5 hours back. So no matter what I do, it's still 5 hours. So why risk making the trip longer by either getting a ticket or worse, God forbid, being in an accident? Or maybe I don't cause an accident, but I cause someone else to have an accident because of my impatience, because I got death. Enjoy this beautiful overcast day and enjoy the scenery. Look at the cows and the trees and check out these little towns that I'm driving through. And then just be in the moment. Enjoy the ride. Why push? Why am I pushing? Because that's demonic. See, pushing is a sign that you're the incorrect use of God's design. And let me say that again, real slow. Pushing is a sign of the incorrect use of God's design. Now, again, I got to let you marinate just a little bit because I already know what you're thinking. I'm going to break it down for you. Because we got to understand what pushing is versus what leading is. The Holy Spirit leads. The anti-spirit pushes. So pushing is a sign that you are misusing your design. And that's God's design for your life. So pushing implies that where you are at is not where you're supposed to be. All right. Hopefully I'm back. So somebody give me if you can hear me okay. Give me a thumbs up. All right, there we go. All right. So we're back. All right, and again, I do apologize about that, brothers and sisters. Again, it's one of those shows where there are going to be some intermittent delays. So as I was saying, many of us are pushing, you know, instead of relaxing and enjoying the ride. So pushing means that it is a misuse of God's design. Because what you're doing is God has designed you in a specific way that allows you to maximize your God-given potential. There is no such thing as trying it. It's either do or die. That simply means if you're trying to do something, you're going to fail. Just make up your mind to do it. If you're trying, trying implies a lack of spiritual identity and a lack of a spiritual mental imprint. Everybody has a spiritual imprint. And that spiritual imprint is very, very important. Because that is your spiritual immune system, so to speak. That allows you to function spiritually the same way the body functions naturally. For example, I don't have to take no thoughts, like the Bible says, when it comes to, you know, my heart, my kidneys. They all operate how? They operate automatically. They're on autopilot. So you are on autopilot. The only way for you to get off autopilot is distractions. So distractions come to get you off of autopilot, to get you on particular distraction or that path. So you are divinely inspired. The Holy Spirit gives you a unction. It gives you a desire. So, and again, brothers and sisters, if the call drops, please just stay on the line. I'll just call right back in. So you're on autopilot. So each one of us, we're on spiritual autopilot because we have a spiritual imprint that's downloaded down to our DNA that's called our destiny or our diakonia or our service or our ministry. Everybody has a service. Everybody has a ministry. Everybody has something that they've been designed to do. Or let me rephrase that they've been designed to have. Everybody, you have been designed to have something. So the Father has given you something. So by his divine power, he's given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So it's a gift from God lest any man should boast. It's not based upon works. It's a gift from God that any man should boast. So you take what you have and you give it. You share it with other people and then you get it back. The more you share, the more you get back. So the universe is based upon that your rewards in life never exceed your sharing in life. Let me say that again. Father, test the minds of your people. Your rewards in life never exceed your sharing in life. Let me say that again. Your rewards in life never exceed your sharing in life. And again, I'm going through another kind of a hilly area now. So if the call drops again, please just stay on the line. I'll call you right back. Again, driving back home from dropping my daughter off from college. So your rewards in life never exceed your sharing. So when people ask me, what do I do? What's my niche? Your niche is your heart. So what do you do to make your heart beat? What do you do to make your kidneys to filter out waste? What do you do to make your bones produce new blood when needed? What do you do to make your spleen work? The answer to all those questions is no thing, nothing. So the Bible says take no thought. The Bible says why worry about what you eat or what you do? You not know that your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things? Now, I'm not saying that you don't take action. What I'm saying is that many of us, you're being pushed. Many of you guys and gals are trying stuff. Trying is for people who don't have purpose. People who don't have purpose try shit. They just throw stuff on the wall and see what sticks. I used to be one of those people. Now I don't try. Now I got a system. And it works because it's my purpose. And my purpose comes from my Father. And my purpose is needed in the world. That's why he gave it to me. That's why I was born at the date. That's why I was born at the time. That's why I was born at the place that I was born. Because the world needs a master teacher 33. The world needs a didactic teacher. The world needs somebody who hates error and who hates tradition and who loves kingship and who loves dominion and who loves royal power and authority. At this date and time, my disposition is needed on the planet. So when I speak, demons tremble because it's not me speaking. I only do what I saw my Father speak and what I saw my Father do. I'm only speaking and sharing with you what the Father has spoken and shared with me. I don't make up stuff. I don't just come on these shows and just come up with stuff that sounds good. I come up with stuff that resonates with my spirit. I only speak things to you that has changed my life. I only talk about my experiences based upon the Word of God and based upon universal spiritual law. So stop the over T-O-P. Stop over-processing. Over-processing means you're overthinking. Overthinking means, especially again, if you're life path 7 or if you're life path 11, all of the life path numbers, but especially those two, because you know what to do, but you say, well, Brother Will, I need to, you know what, I need to get this first. Hey, once I get to this point, then I'm going to start, brother. You know, no, brother, once I get here, then I'm going to start. Once I get, you're over-processing. You're overthinking. You're taking something that is simple and then you're making it difficult. Everything that we're being is simple. Everything. But what's happening is we're making it hard. Now, brothers and sisters, it's simple, but we make it hard. It's simple, but we make it hard. It's simple. God is omnisimplistic. That's one of his five attributes. He's omnisimplistic. Nothing that God says and does is complicated. So if it is complicated, that means that we are misinterpreting and we are misapplying what God is sending us. So he's sending us a frequency. He's sending us a wave. He's sending us a vibration, and we are misinterpreting it or we are misapplying it. And so it's like, especially if you're an eight, when I talk to eights and I see all eights, they are misapplying energy. They have energy. They think they don't have energy. Or energy being energy, the I-N-N-E-R-G, which gives you E-R-G-Y. And so you got the energy, but it's misapplied. It's a misappropriation of funds. It's a misapplication of those funds. It's a misdirection of those funds. So your job, especially if you're an eight, is to not misuse your funds. It's like my heart. Now, I could misuse my heart. I could abuse my heart by doing things that elevate the heart unnaturally. Like, let's say I do stuff that shocks or startles the heart, something that's, like, really scary. Instead of going to the gym and doing something that's going to gradually elevate the heart, get the blood pumping, that's what exercise does. Now, let me make sure you understand, because spiritually speaking, you have a spiritual imprint. The same way you have a psychological imprint that overrides the spiritual imprint. Your spiritual imprint is the four numbers that I gave you in your Dear Kinnear report. Those numbers have a substance. It's not the number, it's the substance. So just read the number once and then throw the number away, and then just only talk about the substance. I'm a six. Throw away the six, I'm compassionate. I'm a three. Throw away the three, I'm a creator. I'm another three. Throw away the three, I'm a creative. And I'm a nine. Throw away the nine, and that is priest. So I'm a compassionate creator that uses my creative royalty to change my life and the lives of others. And now I just pick a vehicle to take my compassionate creative creator at a high level and use my compassionate creative creator at a high level and create, in my case, didactic teaching. I could create cupcakes. I could create airplanes. I could create anything I want, but I got to create based upon my experience, because I know how it feels not to have compassion at a high level. So since I know what it feels like not to have that, I want to give that to everybody. And so that's what I do. Every day I wake up, I know what it feels like to wake up in the morning and not know why you're on earth. Why? I did it for a long time. I went through 58 jobs. I know what it feels like. So it's easy for me to connect with somebody and just tell them, hey, man, just go, why don't you just get your damn purpose, man? That's freaking hard. I got compassion because I know what it feels like. But I don't have no compassion when it comes to drug and alcohol. Why? I don't know what it feels like. I was never controlled by the sour grape. So I cannot take my compassion and my creativeness and make a course at a high level for a drug addiction, because I'm not going to be sympathetic. I'm not going to have no empathy. I'm just going to tell them, get off drugs, dude. Just stop. Cold turkey. And if it was that easy, there would be no such thing as drug addiction. So there's many people you're trying to minister. You're trying to talk to people in an area that you have no experience. You have no giftedness. You have went through no adversity. You ain't been drugged by those sour grapes. So don't talk about sour grapes unless you've been drugged, unless you've gotten your aspiratus kicked by them grapes. Don't talk about grapes, man. Don't talk to me about grapes. Because if I'm hooked on a sour grape and you come with that now lay me down to sleep, I praise the Lord, my soul to keep message, I'm going to be very angry. Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Demons possess people who are outside of purpose. Let me say that again. Demons possess, they own, they whoop, they maul. They will make you their B-I-T-C-H if you step to a disposition with no freaking experience. Call by God to deal with that. If you go in that direction, I'm telling you. Now, if you don't take my word for it, go on out and try it for yourself. That's all I learned. You're going to get mauled. Guaranteed. Never minister in an area that you're not called. Never. Never do that. Because Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Demons recognize vibration. Demons recognize adversity. Demons recognize confidence. Demons recognize lions. They own that. The demons only respects lions. They don't respect no other disposition except the disposition that says, I wish a Negro would. That is the only disposition demons respect. That is the only disposition that they respect in prison. That's the only disposition that they, with the hood I came from and on the hoods I've been through, I've been in a lot of hoods, and every hood I go to, guess what? You cannot go to the hood unless you got that disposition. Because if you do, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get your aspirators whooped. Now, don't believe me, just go to any hood. I remember the first time when I was in San Diego, and I was over in Lincoln Heights, they call it, in San Diego. And a bunch of Negroes just, you know, came up on me like, because I wasn't from San Diego. And they knew I wasn't from San Diego. They saw my Texas plate. But I guess they thought I'd never been in the hood. I guess they thought that we ain't got hoods in Texas. So they got educated real quick. I remember going to Balboa Park, same thing, San Diego, ball bat in my truck. And it's well used. I still got a couple of grooves on it. Why? I'm from the hood. Just because I don't live in the hood no more doesn't mean I forgot. Dispositions, they don't respect nice. Not where I'm from. And look at the definition of the word nice. You should not be nice. You should not be caring. Nobody on this call, nobody's part of the Kingdom Men at Training Center, don't step to me being nice, bro. You got to bring it. That is what stop means. Stop means don't figure out a new way of being. Be you. Do you, boo-boo. Don't try to change. So you go to the White House, don't start talking proper there. Just because you're going to the White House, you thug, be a thug. But if you ain't no thug, don't try to act like no thug. Because guess what? Real thugs can tell fake thugs. Trust me, bro. Don't go to the hood and act like a thug if you ain't no thug. Because they're going to see through you. They know your dog don't hunt. Brothers and sisters, we got to stop pretending. You got to be you. You got to be authentic. If you are an intellectual guru and you're very popular, like my youngest son, Kendrick, is nothing like me. I'm glad. I thank God he's not like me. Kendrick is a very intellectual person. He's a very kind-hearted person. He has discernment and all that other good stuff, but he ain't no confrontational guy. He's laid back. He's a yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Now, I learned that, but Kendrick was born with that disposition. So I tell Kendrick all the time, man, don't just be careful. Always be aware and conscious of where you are and your surroundings. Because you think white, but you look black. So you can never forget, because it's happened to him once already. And he was like, Dad, I know you told me, man, and I just forgot. Because if you're black and you in an all-white environment, when a cop pulls over that car with all white people in it, and you're the only black guy in that car, the cop is going to look at you. He's going to talk directly to you. Don't believe me? Try it out yourself. If you're black and you go to an all-white party, something comes up missing, watch who they look, watch who they ask. Watch who they call. Watch who they question. If you don't believe me, try it out. It's test my theory. So you can never forget who you really are. You have to always be you. And you can't put yourself in an environment that's outside of your purpose. You cannot. You can, but you may not get out alive. I don't put myself in environments where I can't win. That's what stop means. Stop means stop doing stuff that you ain't called to do, man. Stop trying to be something that you're not. You ain't gonna see me on here trying to talk like T.D. Jakes. When I preach, I don't preach like other preachers. I ain't trying to be somebody else. I'm just trying to be and do me. I'm just trying to be authentic. And I am being authentic. I'm not trying. I am. I gotta stop saying, use that word. Because the word try, again, implies that you don't know. So I know what to do. So I am being authentic. And I want you to be authentic. I want you to stop the over-processing of information. Because what it is doing, what you're doing is you're stalling your growth. Stop pressing so hard. Stop trying. Stop forcing. That implies that where you are at is the wrong place. And it's not. Where you are at is exactly what you attracted. Now, if you don't like where you are at, then stop attracting where you're at. That means stop being that. That means be the solution. What does that mean? This is really, really simple, but it's really difficult. You attract where you are at. You bring about what you think about. Your God-given design establishes the quality of your mind. That's your spiritual imprint. That's your spiritual ID. That's your spiritual niche. That's your spiritual purpose. That's your spiritual destiny. That's your spiritual mentality. Your spiritual mentality causes or determines your physical reality. So you got to change your spirit, because you can have a spirit of alcohol. You can have a spirit of lust. You can have a spirit of doubt. You can have a spirit of unbelief. You can have a spirit of fear. You can have a spirit being lost or scarred or scared. Your spiritual mentality changes and determines your physical reality. So if I want to change my physical reality, I don't start moving my physical reality. That's destination addiction. I tried that already. That dog don't hunt. So to change my physical reality, I change my spiritual mentality. That's how you stop. Stop the over-processing. Because you're trying to go somewhere physically. Don't do that. Don't do that. Change it mentally. Your spiritual mentality determines your physical reality. So right now, what is your spiritual mentality? What is mine? My spiritual mentality, I'm a compassionate, creative creator. Every day I wake up, I want to do those three things at a very high, extreme level. Remember the word bliss? Remember the word bliss? It means extreme joy of heaven. Extreme. That's the nine. That means completion. So every day I wake up, I'm saying, okay, I want to create a show. I want to create a book. I want to create Life Optimization Circle. I want to create a Life Optimization Chart. I want to create five new members. I want to create a change in somebody's life. I want to create. So I'm a creative creator that uses compassion to do it like a royal priest. What's your four numbers? That's your spiritual imprint. That's your spiritual mentality. That creates and determines your physical reality. So if you don't know that, guess how you're going to speak? Guess what happens? Now, you create your spiritual reality. Remember yesterday's show? A lack of spiritual identity. Now you got a spiritual gender problem, a spiritual identity problem. Like physically, you don't know if you're male or female. You're confused. So you walk around thinking that, you know, that you are, if you're a girl, you think you're a guy. If you're a guy, you think you're a girl. Why? You have no identity. What's going on today is a lack of a physical and spiritual ID. So if you don't know your spiritual identification, then you got to put on one. You got to be fake. You got to go watch somebody on TV, and then you're going to talk like this. And then because you saw somebody on TV doing that, so you figure you got to, you know, you got to copy somebody. Brothers and sisters, you shouldn't copy nobody. You should be an original. Dare to be original, or you're going to die a copy. I don't want you to die a copy, brothers. I want you to die empty. When I leave, I'm not going to D-Y-E. I'm a D-I-E empty. I'm leaving all my books, all my products, all my services chill. I ain't taking nothing with me. When I die, I'm going to die empty. I'm leaving my gift here. That's what the Father gave them to me. Because a gift is supposed to be given. It's supposed to be given. Why are you sitting on your gift? You want to take it with you? Why? Notice the credit formula is have, give, get. It's not be, do, have. The creative formula, if you want to be a millionaire, this is what you got to do. You got to give. But you can't give unless you have, because the goal is you want to get $1 million. So you just can't go get $1 million. Who going to give you $1 million? You got to have something of value. Emphasis on the word have. You can't go get it. You got to already have it. By the grace and mercy of the Almighty himself, you already have, that's what he said, been given everything that you need for life and godliness. You got extra. you got extra, brother. You got a little bit, not only for you, but you got enough for you, your foe, and a bunch of more. So guess what? You ain't got to ration it out. Give, brother, freely. Freely you have received, so freely you should give. That's what them scriptures say. And y'all know we like them scriptures. Brothers and sisters, in all seriousness, if you are pressing, it's because there is a mental disposition that's not yours. Now, this is where we got to get a little serious. So there's a feeling, Doc, I feel like I'm behind schedule, dog. Like, I got to go, man. I got to make this money. Or I got to blow up. Or I got to start my business. Or I got to do my purpose. Or I should be here. That feeling, where does it come from? Now, remember, why? God is spirit. So if you got a spiritual mentality, why is there a worldly press? Or why is there a worldly mentality? Because it should be a spiritual mentality. So what does that mean? A spiritual mentality means that you have a group of related thoughts that says there's an image in my brain. Now, mine is, and this is how you can tell yours, because remember, my number's 3-9. So think about your numbers and think about what I talked about in the private show last night, where we broke down to him that have, more shall be given, and he will have more abundance. Matthew 13:12, I think it was, or 11. Remember we read that last night? For my kingdom and our members. And we broke down that word abundance in the Greek. It means to exceed your fixed number. Now, you have a fixed number. That fixed number is your box. It's your body. That's your spiritual body. So the Father says, Mysterion, Basilia, Argon. He says that you have to know the mysteries, Mysterion, of the kingdom, Basilia, of heaven, Argon. And if you know that, you then exceed the fixed number of your desire. Meaning, you go back to Father. You go back to Source. You become unlimited. Right now, you're limited. You're limited by your body. You're limited by your height, your weight, your color, your skin, where you was born, your physicality. You're limited by physicality. So it's hard to be spirituality because you're limited by physicality. What do you mean? How do you put the wind in a box? How do you capture the wind? Can somebody break that down for me? How do you put the wind is blowing? How do you put it in a box and stop it from blowing? Answer: no such animal can't do that. So you're a spirit. You're like the wind. The Cosmogrotto came up with a clever system to put unlimited things in a limited space. And how did he do it? He departmentalized it. He fractured it. He uses fractal geometry. What does that mean? He uses math, music, and language to capture light beings and put them in boxes. That's you. You are unlimited. You're like in the movie Aladdin's Lamp, the genie. And remember, the genie was in that little old bitty space, and when they rubbed him, he came out. He's like, oh, man, thank you for getting me out of that that itty-bitty living space. That's you. You're in this itty-bitty living space called your body. But you are an unlimited being trapped, and it's real uncomfortable for your spirit to be in this body. But you're stuck like Chuck inside this body. So the only way to get out is you got to do Mysterion, Vasilidia, Adagon. Without those, without Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, 12, 13 that we talked about last night in the private show, you stuck like Chuck. And you got to press. You got to push because you're trying, emphasis on the word, trying. You're trying to get out, but you don't know, says in Matthew 13, 11, you must know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. If you know that, then you have. And what you have allows you to exceed, that's the word abundance, exceed the fixed numbers. That's your DNA. So right now, you have a fixed amount of abundance. But you came from unlimited abundance. So the Father wants you to exceed, because he wishes to do exceedingly, abundantly, above your fixed number. Because that's anything that you can ask or think, because the brain is fixed. Your IQ is fixed. Your height is fixed. Everything about you is fixed, because you're in a fixed position. It's called a body. It's called a disposition. It's called this dimension. So how do you go back? How do you, this is called, in physics, this is called particle physics. Now remember, before a particle becomes a particle, how does it exist in physics? In the form of a wave or a haze. It exists in what they call multiple positioning. It collapses into a single position only when observed. If a particle is not observed, it's unlimited. When a particle is observed, it becomes fixed. Oh, man. Father, they didn't get it. Oh, man. Let me say it again. When a particle, you're a particle. There's watchers. God, the watchers, they watching you. That's why you exist. If the watchers stop watching, if you stop watching, what happens? Does it exist? How do you know it exists? You can't see it. The act of watching collapses particles from a wave from multiple positions into one position. Right now, you exist in multiple positions. But what collapsed you into this dimension was something called the angle or the angles. When you shine white light through a prism, it produces an angle. We call it an angel. Again, mathematically, I can mathematically prove it based upon physics. If you understand physics, if you understand fractal geometry, everything has, or everything is a, what they call a fractal, whether it's an octagon or whether it's a square, whether it's a dodecahedron. There's a lot of different shapes, but they all are made because of an observer. It means something, somebody's observing it. So it is the act of watching. It is the act of observing, if you will, that causes things to exist. Now, we're going to get to the nitty-gritty. Hebrews chapter 11. It tells us now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we know that the worlds, plural, more than one, was framed how? By the word. So word collapses particles. What do I mean? Yahushua was unlimited. And then it says the word became flesh, and it dwelt among men. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. So the way that words become flesh is through this process of incantation, that, or you are an incarnation that uses an incantation to result in your incarceration. So you are incarcerated because you use what I'm doing called words that traps or carnate, or it makes something that's not carnal, carnal. What does that mean? Spirits are trapped in bodies because of spells. Your name is a spell to trap your spirit. Now, I know this is a little deep. I didn't want to go this deep, but since we're out here, we're out here. So what happens when I say your name? If you can be walking in the middle of, I don't care. If you, again, test my theory. If you don't believe me, test it out. If you know a friend hide somewhere and then yell his name out to the mall and sneak up on your friend and then yell their name and watch what they do. Why do they jump and look? Why do you respond to your name? Try not to respond to your name. We was in Walmart the other night. Actually, yesterday, I think. And my wife was in the produce aisle, and I was walking. And all I heard was somebody say, Willie! And I stopped, and I looked around, and she was just over there just cracking up, laughing. Why do you respond to your name? Because that's a spell you're under. Now, it's the God spell. It's the good spell, but it's still a spell. To cast a spell, one must spell. If I don't give you your name, you don't have no spell. What happens when you don't name a child? Answer, they die. That's the experiment that they did. If you don't name a baby, and I think they didn't, I don't think they called it, nobody touched it. If you don't touch a child when it's born, and if you don't name it, if you don't give it no love or no affection, the baby exits stage left. The spirit exits stage left. Because there's no spell. There is no incantation to trap that spirit in this dimension. So when you name something, you trap something. That's why man is the sum total of his name. That's why when you change the name, you change the total. You change what it means. That's why getting a business and starting a business, whatever you name it, is so important. Because you're limiting it. So if you want something really small, then you get a very descriptive name. If you want something really broad, then you get a very vague name. But again, the broader the name, the longer and the more it takes for it to manifest. Why? It's vague. It's hazy. It's a wave. Particles don't exist in wave and particle at the same time. This is called spooky science. This is what they call quantum physics. So on the quantum level, they said that the molecules, they jump in and out of wave and particle state. Now, we could get into the physics, but, yeah, we might be here for a while, and we might lose a few people. Where did this come to you stopping? The reason that you have nobody listening to something about my voice should worry. Number one, the Bible says, why worry? He says, can worry add one cubit to your existence? Answer, no. So when you're pressing, when you're stressing, when you're trying to get somewhere instead of trying to be where you are at, that implies that you don't know your design. And I know you don't know your design. Because when I started and when I stopped pushing and I allowed the Spirit to lead me and guide me, so now I do what the Bible says. You do not have to write down anything in advance. The Bible says that if someone calls you to create something, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to create and what to do. That's why when I do these shows, 5 minutes before the show, I come up with, okay, what am I talking about today? Okay. When I'm posting it, I'm coming up with it. I don't think about it. I don't worry about it. I don't stress about it. Why? Because I already know, because I've been doing it so long. Now, that's good and bad. I drive the same way. Makes the wife a little nervous. So when I drive, I don't worry about nothing. I don't worry about the car slamming on their brakes in front of me, because I know it ain't my time to go yet, because I know I got purpose to do. So I know I have an outlet. Number one, I know my driving skills. I stay in my lane. I don't drive in snow because I wasn't trained and I wasn't taught. So if I go to New Jersey or New York or somewhere where there's a lot of snow, you won't see me driving like this. Why? I am outside of my element. I'm outside of my skill set. I can still drive there, but I want to have something called confidence. I'm going to be scarred. Why? I'm outside of my element. I know that the Father is going to watch over me and protect me, and I'm going to take precautions, and I'm going to listen to the Spirit when it says slow down, because if you don't, you might just go into a tailspin, or you can hit some, you know, that black ice. Now, when I was in New Mexico, I actually hit some black ice. It looked just like the road. And I'm telling you, man, you have your car just goes. And the more you brake, the faster you go. So what did I do? I let go of my steering wheel. Like I was taught in police academy, I got off of the gas pedal. I got off of my brake. And guess what my car did? It just slid slowly to a stop. Everybody else was slamming on their brakes. They was turning their steering wheel. They was punching the gas. They was going in the trees. And there was a pretty car pileup. I was sitting on the side of the road watching them because I was trained. So my training kicked in, and I had confidence. When I hit that black ice, I immediately hit go to steering wheel. So that way the car rolls, the wheels, the ice direction. And I took my foot off the gas so I did not press the brake. When I drive right now today, when the car slams on this brake in front of me, I don't step on my brakes. Everybody ride with me and freak out because they wasn't trained like me. So I don't slam on my brakes. I get off my brakes. If they keep slamming on the brakes, I go around them. I always leave myself an out. Why? Training. Stay in your lane. Why? You ain't got to press, and you ain't got to stress. Pressing is stressing. When you're trying, that's stress. Stop trying. So people trying to make their relationship work. Stop. You're trying to get that promotion at your job. Stop. They see your worth and they see your value, and if they don't, guess what? Next. Don't try to make somebody see what is obvious. If they blind, then you need to get with somebody that can see. If you with somebody and they can't see your worth and your value, that is not your fault, boo-boo. That's their fault. They blind. It's obvious. Now, if you're a couple of sandwiches short of a full picnic, okay, that's a different study for another time. But if the lights are on and everybody's home, then you're good. And if they can't see your worth, why are you trying to get them to see, to make somebody see your worth, your value? I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. Now, I am who I am, like it or lump it. I'm not trying to fit into nobody else's box. The Father designed me to be a six, so I love people. There are some people that may not like people who are kind and loving, okay? I'm also a creator. I like to create stuff. I like doing the same shit as over. I like creating new things. And our emphasis on the word, I like creating. I don't like other people to create for me. If you say something that's good, that's a great job. I didn't create it. So I'm going to create the things that God put in my spirit to create. You create the things that God put in your spirit to create. And we come together and everybody bring what they created. That's called an organization. So my purpose fits with your purpose because our purposes are different. So we are not competing. We're completing each other. So when we come together, we all complete because there's one body, but there are many members inside that one body. So if we as people, especially black people, whoa, man, black people, we can't work together because we all competing with each other. We all sizing each other up. We all eyeballing each other, looking each other up. Try to see who can take who. Yeah, why are we competing? You got to compete against me. What I'm doing, you can't do. What you're doing, I can't do. So you do you, boo boo. I'm gonna do me. And guess what? We both get to the top, and then we can sip pina coladas at the beach, and we can chill, and we'd have somebody else get to the top. But now we want to fight, and we want to argue, and we want to, we try to pull each other down, and it's like, man, we can't come together and help each other. It's the craziest thing in the world. We always arguing and fighting because we think we're in competition with each other. There is no competition. I don't got no competition. There's nobody on earth that can do what I do. I am secure in myself and in my anointing. Now, it took me some time to get here, so now that's why I'm doing today's show. Stop pressing, man. Stop competing. There's no rush. Guess what? What God has for you, he has for you. God has something set aside. Only it got your name on it. Nobody else can open it but you. God got a gift with your name on it. There's no devil. There's no demon. There's no saint. Nobody on or off the freaking planet can touch what God has for you. Either you open it or it goes unopened. Your DNA is yours. Nobody got your fingerprint. There's nobody on earth. So stop competing. Stop rushing. Stop thinking there's a time limit. No, brother, the only competition you got is in your head. You are in competition between you, yourself, and yourself. That's it. If it is to be, it is up to me. And if it is to be for you, it's up to you. Nobody can stop you but you. And nobody can start you but you. So it's up to you. So if you want to change your reality, change your mentality. And take responsibility. Take ownership. And say, you know what? I'm going to make this happen. Why? Because this is what God designed me to do. I'm going to be wealthy because God made me wealthy. I'm going to be healthy because God said he wished above all things that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. So I know I have the creator of the known universe on my side. It is his will that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. Now, there's some knuckleheads out here who teach poverty. I'm not one of them. So I don't believe in poverty. In fact, I don't believe you should give money to the church. I think the church should pay you to go. Let me say that again. Why? The church should be so profitable that they got so much money that you come in there and they pay you to show up. I don't care if it's a dollar or $1,000 every time you come to church. Why? What is the church? It's a living body. It's an organism. The church is an extension of Christ or the body. Because the church is not a building. The church is the body. You're the church. So you got purpose. And if you got purpose, you got a process. If you got a process, you got a procedure. If you got a procedure, you got a product. If you got a product, you go to get a profit. You get a profit, guess what you're going to get? Prosperity. And if you get prosperity, you're going to have peace. So why are you pressing? Why are you stressing? Why are you pushing? You should be at peace. Why? You're productive. You're producing something. You're making money. So why the hell are you stressed out? Man, when I figured this out, I was like, why am I stressed out? Why am I trying so hard? If I process one report a day, if I process one report a month, as long as they get processed, why? There is no rush. It gets done when it gets done. Because the Holy Spirit gives me an unction, and it gives me the energy. It gives me the leadership. It gives me the guidance, and it comes from within. My gut tells me. I have a sixth sense that say, let's get this taken care of today. And it creates this time. Everything is done automatically. And the money flows in. I don't stress about money. Once I stop stressing about money, now I don't have no money problem. When I used to stress about money, man, my money was cyclical. It went up and down, up and down. Now my money doesn't go up and down because I know my money doesn't depend upon people. My money depends upon my creativity. So now I can create any day, anytime I want to. I can create all day, every day, and I do. And guess what? Since I create all day, every day, the craziest thing since sliced bread. I ain't got no more money problems. Why? I'm always creating. Just yesterday I did a sale. 5 for $5. I didn't tell nobody. I just posted it on Facebook. And guess what happened? I made money. So I don't stress. I don't press. I don't push. I don't try. I just do. But what do I do? I do what I be. But what do I be? I be what I have. I don't try to pull it out of thin air. I say, okay, what do I have? Okay, I'm a short black man from a little small hick town in Texas. So what else I got? Short black men, okay, we're not in. I don't get paid to be a short black man. I mean, I wish I did, but hey, short black men, we're just not in right now. So what else I got? So I scanned my horizon, and I looked inside my soul, and I saw something. I said, well, you know what? I see somebody driving. If I'm driving down the road and it's raining, I remember this lady's name was Miss Ethel. I remember how we met. I was sitting in my office inside of my air-conditioned night office back then. That's when I had my own insurance agency. And I had hired my own agents. I had three agents working for me. I made my own schedule, coming out, went. Everything was great. I'm sitting in my office. I see this lady walk by. I was like, man, that could be my mama. This old black lady pushing a basket in the rain. First day, I was like, man, I went to the door, but I was like, I didn't do nothing. Then a week, 2 weeks went by, I saw her again pushing this basket. I walked up there and I said, excuse me, ma'am. I got in my car, I drove over there. Excuse me, ma'am, do you live nearby? Can I give you a ride somewhere or something? She said, oh, you remind me of my son, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what happened to you? You remind me of my mama. I gave her a ride. From that day on, me and Miss Ethel was friends. The good, and I remember riding the same thing when I was in the military. Dudes getting jumped in the squad bay. They was doing what they call a blanket party. I just said, they was beating the dude half senseless. I mean, okay, that's enough, man. Oh, you want some too? Yeah, I want some. And it was on from there, and I was knocking fools out. Why? That's what I got. What do I got? Compassion. I'm six. So guess what I'm going to do? It's like Dominic Wilkins. Dominic Wilkins only had one hand. Nobody cared. Dominic Wilkins, everybody knew he was going to the right. He still slammed on everybody. Okay, you can only dribble with one hand. That's okay. You take that one hand and you slam on people every day, all day. They run up on you, you just maul them. So I just maul people with compassion. I maul people with creativity. And I maul people with my royalty. Because that's what God gave me. So I ain't trying to be no seven. I'm not trying to be an eight. I'm not trying to be a four. I'm not trying to be a five. I'm not trying to be a two. I'm not trying to be a one. I'm trying to be, and I am being, and I'm vibrating in the space that God has anointed and gifted and called and equipped me to be. And I don't go out that space. Because if you go outside of your position, you don't have no covering, and you're going outside of your anointing. Your anointing is those fixed dispositions, that those numbers that the Father gave you. It's not a building, and it's not another man. It's the big G. Brothers and sisters, God before you, who can be against you? Stop over-processing. S-T-O-P. Stop. Stop the over-processing. You're over-processing this thing. It is not rocket science, brothers. It's not rocket science, sisters. It is omnisimplistic because your God, my God, the big G, he's omnisimplistic. And he's omnibenevolent. That means it's always simple and it's always good. So whatever's the easiest and then whatever's the highest possible good for everybody involved, do that. What is the easiest thing for me to do? You know, so I ain't got no complex system. I just email people. People pay me. They go to my PayPal. They pay me the money. I send them an email. I can get an autoresponder. I can get all of this fancy high technology stuff, apps. No, I can do all that stuff. But that's, hey, I keep it simple. Why? God is simple. God is not complex. You send me your money, I send you the module. You buy a book, I send you the book. It's pretty simple. And I write stuff that I experienced. So when people say, well, how did you write 50 books? I experienced 50 things. I wrote about my life experiences, all of them. And I've had a lot of experiences, as you can tell. If I've moved 25 times in a 25-year relationship, that's the first marriage. If I've had 58 jobs, if I had 13, 16, I forgot how many cars repoed, 8 houses, 4 foreclosed on, lived all over the globe. You know how many? I've lived, like, at least 5 lives already. I've done more. By the time I was 13, I had did more in 13 years than most people do in a lifetime. That was one life. Then from 13 to 18 was another life. Then from 18 to about 30 was another life. Then 30 to 40 was another life. Now I'm on life number 5. I got about what? I got about 9 lives. I got 4 more to go, so y'all stick around. It's about to get good. It's about to get good, y'all. I'm just getting warmed up. Now that I went through the first 5, I got kind of blue hose. So now the next 4, oh, man, it's about to go down. Because I know what I'm doing now. I can create on demand. I know how the system works. Oh, it's about to go down, boo-boo. It's about to go down. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks, everybody. But I know the call was kind of going in and out. Again, I was driving. I am driving. And so, you know, when you're driving, the call comes in and out. I had to drop my daughter off at college. She was on the call last night or yesterday. So, and my youngest daughter, Shamora, she did a good job. We were talking about it. You know, issue nobody want to talk about. But I could see it was kind of bothering her. So I was like, hey, let's break it down. So I wanted to, you know, I want to kill that demon. And that's what we did. We slew that dragon yesterday, and we slew another dragon today. Tomorrow we'll be back at it. Why? That's my gift. So what's yours? If you need help finding your gift, email me, masterteacher33@com and gmail.com. Join the Kingdom in that training center. We got a payment plan. Money has never been an issue. I'm not about money. I charge money because I got bills. Other than that, everything will be free. But I got bills. You know, I got a family. I got a wife. I got things. I got stuff usually like you do. And I know my worth and my value. And my time is worth a lot of money. My time is worth a lot of money. That's why I get paid a lot of money. But guess what? So is your time. So I can assist you with getting to the level of understanding your worth and your value and putting yourself and packaging yourself and branding yourself and positioning yourself in a manner where you can get paid just for being you. Brothers and sisters, it is awesome. I would not trade where I'm at right now for nothing in the world. I wouldn't trade my life with nobody. If you're telling me, well, what about Oprah? What about, you know, T.D. Jakes? What about them suckers? They got to work. Like, I don't work. I ain't got no entourage. I don't need no bodyguards. Ain't nobody trying to take my life. I mean, maybe my first wife, but other than that, you know, I'm good. I ain't never look over my shoulder. So I sleep good at night. And I got money in my pocket. So I'm in good health. God is good, brothers and sisters. All I'm simply saying is, if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Stop pressing. Stop forcing. Remember, you are either led by angels or pushed by demons. Stop letting them demons, which is nothing but dispositions, which is nothing but a thought that says, I got to get there fast. I need to speed. Oh, I need to weave in and out of traffic. No, I'm going to put my car on speed control, 70 miles an hour, put my music on, put on me some AJ Money. I'm going to put on me some old school, brother. I'm going to put on me some OJs or something, Commodores, put on me some old school, and I'm going to enjoy my ride back to San Antonio. What y'all going to do? Whatever y'all do, brothers and sisters, do it well. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. And may his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will, I'm not going to try, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you.
Yeah.
It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Yeah,
I've been making these records like I'm very mental low. Ain't no telling. vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, a mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, a mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. You'll find it.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues. So faithful, better watch out for them fake fools. The snakes do, can you paint up on the frame, dude?